Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV.com and an amazing offer going out to our Keystone Kickoff listeners. You could go to our app and enter to win an RV for the weekend for the Ball State game at GoPSURV.com. If you don't have the app, simply download Keystone Sports, and you'll see a button there on the app where you could enter to win. T. Frank, I think we're going to announce our winner in a couple weeks, probably around mid-August, so our winner has time to get themselves ready for that game. T. Frank, first segment, exciting. We got to talk about Denai Dennis Sutton. We're going to talk about Cam Miller, the most recent commitment to Penn State. And I got to be careful when I say that, most recent commitment. They've been coming so fast.
Yeah.
By the time we go from recording this segment to people hearing it, we may actually have another commitment. But off air, we were talking.
Yeah, and if I go dark... Yeah. I was going to say, if I go dark, it's because I got to go work on film. Like, so if I don't respond, it's because I'm watching and finding film.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear that little ding. Uh-oh, another commitment. But we were talking between segments, you and I, off air, and I know there was one more point you wanted to make on Dennis Sutton.
Yeah, and I think it transitions perfectly into Cam Miller because they're kind of polar opposites on the athletic descriptive spectrum. And one of the things that I've learned over time is that, you know, everyone has their own biases of what they like and what they don't like. If, and this is just a gross generalization, if you're a fan of old school football, you probably like big, strong dudes that hold the point of attack and they can throw people around. You don't care if they can run and are mobile. You want tough guys that win. I like bendy, poppy athletes that move and pop off the tape. But if you have a bunch of jackrabbits running around the field, you might not be completely secure in all phases of football. And that's why, you know, and there are different ways to win. Dennis Sutton wins with power, length, and strength. And he might not be as fast or as bendy, but he still is a super effective five-star athlete. So it's acknowledging your own biases and knowing that what you like isn't the only path to success. And Dennis Sutton, if I've come off, I think, in any way, you know, maybe a little bit down on any of those things, I want to make sure that there's an understanding of what we're looking at and the different types of athleticism and the different ways that you can win in football. And Dennis Sutton has a very translatable set of skills to college football and to, you know, beyond college football, truthfully.
And just to wrap up the Dennis Sutton, you compared him to a former Penn State player. Who was that?
Yeah, I think he's a stronger version of Yetur Gross-Matos, as a guy who wins with his hands and wins with length. And Yetur was a fluid athlete, but he was never fast. And I think that's a fair thing with Dennis Sutton, is he's power and strength, and Yetur was a second-round pick to the Carolina Panthers, so that can be his ceiling as well, or higher, depending on how his development curve goes. I think another one that's fair is Cleland Farrell, a guy that was a very strong, powerful guy for Clemson, and by the way, he helped them win a national championship, so the abilities, you know, when it comes to that sort of stuff for him are very high, and I think it puts him in a very good category of defensive end.
Okay, let's move now to Cam Miller. It's interesting, again, alluding to the Dennis Sutton tape, he's projected as a defensive end, and on much of his tape, he was playing on the inside. Cam Miller listed as a cornerback at 6'1", 80, but on much of his film, he's playing quarterback on the offensive side.
Yeah, it's been a fun week and a half or so of like trying to figure out this stuff, because there is not a lot of obvious film for me to watch on these guys. And, you know, part of it, that's part of the job, is making sure you dig and dig and dig and dig and find as much film as possible on these guys, and then not just highlights but actual full games, and see how those things work. So Cam Miller played safety and quarterback for his team, but late in the season where a lot of film was available, once they started into their playoff run, his team pulled him from defense for the most part, and he was playing primarily quarterback. So trying to find the translatable skills from a triple option quarterback to a cornerback in college, a lot of it's going to be projection on the positional skills. We just won't know some of those. But the physical translatable skills, I think, are the most important thing with Cam Miller because he's a Rivals 3-star. And I work for Blue White Illustrated, which is a Rivals company. And when you look at the game and the question marks in the actual positional abilities, I see it as you've got two options as a 3-star. You're a good football player with a limited upside athletically, or a great athlete with a lot of questions about what your position may be or what you're going to be able to do at the next level, at least early on. To me, when Penn State gets 3-stars, they're in that second category of super athletes that there's questions about their translation from a technical standpoint. And that's what you have right now with Cam Miller, a high upside 3-star who probably down the road will be bumped up to a 4-star because he's such a good athlete.
Well, T. Frank, I'm always impressed with the high school kid who probably should be playing another position, but they're placed at quarterback because if he's the best athlete on the field, at quarterback is where they could have the most effect on the game. And they're probably a pretty bright kid, too, if you have them playing at quarterback and running the offense.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that's what the case is with Cam Miller is. He's a great athlete. Now, for a corner, he doesn't have great speed. I know a lot of people have been looking up his times in track, and he ran 11-something in track. But there's different types of speed, and I think that's the important thing, where even with that, he's the best athlete on the football field. So his team put him at safety at times. They put him at quarterback, kick returner, punt returner. Anytime you could get the ball in his hands or have him chase players down, you had him do that. And the athleticism in a lot of different ways. And again, this is where I think he's different than Denai Dennis Sutton, is he is that poppy, bouncy, explosive athlete that at contact he's not great, but he'll get to the ball in a hurry. Like, he's a heat-seeking missile. When we do have views of him on defense, his closing speed, his explosive burst out of his back pedal is an immediately translatable skill from what he does, especially with the ball in his hands, his ability to translate his movement pattern from one way to another. He's got that independent movement skill between his hips and his upper body as a quarterback that, again, a triple option quarterback, he's throwing a lot on the run, so he's got to be able to manipulate defenders and be very mobile and agile. All of those skills of being the best athlete and running in every direction, that make him a corner. I think, without a doubt, that skill set of the loose hips and the explosiveness downhill, with his size, by the way, at 6'1", 180, that profiles as a complete corner when you are looking for the skill set. And as he develops, if he can get more explosiveness and long speed, I think that's a perfect fit.
You often, in your scouting reports, you talk about the lower body, you use the expression flexible hips. Why does that translate so well for Cam Miller to the position of cornerback?
Because football is a game now of space and multidimensional movement skills. It always has been, but as offenses have phased more to playing in space, you need athletes that can turn and run in any direction, and that's what you need to have in your corners, in your linebackers and safeties, is you need multidirectional athletes that don't just have linear speed, but can turn and run in any direction, and that's what you have with Cam Miller, is a super athlete who has that fluidity in his lower body. And then when you can get the size and the lower body strength, because that's where all of that pop and explosiveness comes from. If you have a disproportionately large lower body to your upper body, you create more force, which then creates more power, which creates speed. Speed to power is the sort of thing. So you can have a guy that's smaller, but the weight distribution in his lower half, he's thicker there, he creates and generates more force, and therefore can run faster, can jump higher, and eventually can hit harder when he gets to the point of attack. So that's what you're looking for, and I think his frame, while it's good, it's not an elite sort of frame. Like, he's not going to be a 205 corner that's like a you know, an Aqib Talib where he's long and physical and can shut people down with just brute force, or a Jalen Ramsey, but he is big enough that he can affect the receiver in multiple ways as a corner, and I think that's super important and that's very effective to have. So all those building blocks of a corner you have in Cam Miller, who does have the potential to grow into, you know, a complete player in both zone and man coverage.
On his tape, we saw him a lot returning punts and even returning interceptions, and he looked fantastic doing this. But as you mentioned, he doesn't have that elite top-end speed. Do you still picture him perhaps as a return guy also for Penn State?
Possibly. And that, to me, the return thing is something that always happens once you get them to the program, because if you're a good athlete, you're your team's returner. So there's a bunch of guys in this class that have a chance to be that guy for the team. And then, you know, the class of 21 has a couple. And then you've got on and on. In 23, there's going to be somebody. So it's really about, once you get all these great returners to the program, which one during competition is a guy that elevates to be that person. And as far as a punt returner, I do think you can have that with Cam Miller because of that agility and the hip flexibility and the ability to turn and make people miss in small areas. That is something you need in punt returning over long speed, that sort of track speed that you need as a kick returner, where you have the time to build up momentum. Punt returning is so much about lateral agility and making the first guy miss and then getting into a seam. So the explosiveness, those are all things that you need in a punt returner. So he does profile as that, but there might be a guy in this class that is that, but, you know, just beats him out for that position.
He does seem to have that great ability to make that first guy miss. But the most important thing on being a punt returner, catch the ball first. Let's make sure you do that. you did have one negative on Cam Miller, which was he's not a great tackler, correct?
Yeah, and again, we're talking about a corner, so I don't really care. Like, it's good. So it's a good skill to have.
Deion Sanders could never tackle either, right?
Exactly. It's a business decision for Deion. So he's a tough player. He wants to tackle. He wants to throw his body in there, but he tackles around the ankles. He doesn't. So Jordan Allen, it would be super interesting if he and Jordan Allen flipped positional and personal abilities, because Jordan Allen is a corner that plays like a safety, and you have Cam Miller that's a safety that plays like a corner. So if they just flip skills, I think they'd be ideal positional fits. But he's a guy that puts the effort into it, so eventually he'll learn to tackle. But right now he's not a good form tackler. He much more is a dive at people's legs, throws shoulders, things like that. So teaching is more important there, because the tenacity and the willingness are there, and that's what you need.
Okay, very good. Thank you, T. Frank, for the scouting reports. Next segment, we're going to take your questions, and we're going to ask T. Frank. So you want to stick around for that? Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.